Matt Magoo's on the mound. The game's about ready to start. They have a watch party. I'm here because of Surfside. They're so nice, all kinds of free stuff. Surfside is made with real vodka and real brewed tea. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, 0 bubbles, easy to sip and enjoy. Not a seltzer. It's Surfside, found at American Family Field. You can get it at the next playoff game. This is my baseball show because I decide who's going to be on it. Because I asked Joe Randa, who do you want to have on the show? He said, Jason Kendall you should have on, Doug Henry you should have on, you should have me on, you should have Jerry Augustine. And I've done all of that out of no respect to Joe Randa, even though he did hit 123 home runs and he's a local kid from Kettle Moraine High School, but because I'm in awe of his mom and what she started at Don Alexa Art Centers. And one of my dreams in life is that some really rich person would donate $1 million to the Don Alexa Art Centers. Again, if you don't know of them, Healing Center art programs for veterans, elders, caregivers, and individuals with chronic mental illness or Alzheimer's. She discovered, hey, there are some people that have that art in them, and we need to provide things to make their life better, and only those art people can do it. I don't believe anybody had ever thought of that before. She did, and they're still going. And now, her kid, Joe Rand, is now on the program.
Well, good afternoon. A lot of pressure. Her kid. Donna's kid, huh? And,
yeah, that's all. That's what you
hey,
are.
Homer, thanks for having me. Wow, what a special day, and hopefully a closing day, a sweeping day for our Brewers, right?
Yeah, you have some playoff experience, right, as a player?
Sure. Yeah, I do. And being down, and I was down 0-2, and we end up getting swept by the Cardinals, but when I was with the Padres. But you know, the Brewers just keep putting pressure on them. They're doing a great job, and I just love their energy.
What? You're down 2. Do you just play it like it's a regular game, or do you feel more pressure? You've lived it, or is there just nothing to it, Homer? It's just another baseball game, and every game you. Yes,
no,
or no,
I think when the game starts, yeah, it is just another. It's not just another game, but it's 0-0. But you get down a run, you get down 2 runs, the pressure builds if you get behind, and. So hopefully the Brewers can take advantage of that and get an early lead, and then it just building pressure and also playing at home. For the Cubs being at home, and if they get down in this game, the fans are going to get antsy, and it's going to be harder for them to come back.
Ooh, that's true. They could turn on them. I said if the Brewers win, I believe the Cubs will be booed by their home fans at the end of the game, or maybe they will have already left, or some of them.
Yeah, but hopefully, well, no. I mean, did any of the Cubs fans sell their tickets to Brewers fans? I don't know.
I don't know. Everybody likes this team. I understand why Milwaukee likes the team. Murphy seems like a Brewers kind of manager, and I've said this, they have players nobody heard of. They got hurt, and they brought in other players nobody heard of, and they're still winning. Right?
Yeah,
is that fair?
You know, I mean, it's good, great point, and you know, there are a lot of unproven players, and when you have unproven players, they feel like they got a chip on their shoulder, and this team has had a chip on their shoulder. And you got a leader like Yelich, who's maybe not a vocal leader, but a steady leader of shows, and he goes and plays, and he's been productive. But when you got unproven players that are arbitration eligible and trying to make a mark for themselves, you know, there's no game that's bigger than what they are capable of doing, and that's what they're showing, and they're... Brewers have done a good job of putting the right people in the right place, and it's a credit to their front office for sure.
Again, talking with Joe Randa, he's from Kettle Moraine High School, so he's a local, and you played on what? Like 5 teams in 10 years, but you played on 2 teams, 2 different times. How was that? Why'd they get rid of you if they wanted you back?
Maybe because I was cheap. I don't know. I was a player that would able to go out there and do my job, but I also wasn't the most expensive player, so it matched up with payrolls. You know, I almost played with the Brewers multiple times, but it never happened, maybe because of Doug Melvin.
What do you mean, almost played with the Brewers? What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. Maybe Mr. Melvin had something to do with it. He's a friend of mine now, but I don't know. But things just happen.
So what do you mean, like your agent was talking to him? He said, hey, Joe, because you would have loved to play for the Brewers, right? You're local.
The Brewers wanted me to take a hometown discount, but, you know, that had nothing to do with it. But, no, it was sometimes when you want to get traded, I almost got traded to the Brewers, and maybe there was a, a no-trade clause in there that somebody had to waive or somebody had to approve because there's more money involved in it. There's some things that happen, but water under the bridge, it never happened, but I would have loved to play for the Brewers for sure.
All right, now, we had Jerry Augustine. Of course, he's famous because 755.
Yeah.
He won the game that Hank Aaron hit 750 for the home. Yeah. I don't know what yours is. I think, like, the third baseman for the Royals who followed George Brett, but you might have something better than that. What's historically special?
Yeah, obviously, I think there's two people, because actually my later in that year, you know, it's like, or in that next season, so there was a lot of pressure in Kansas City because there were some phenomenal teams, kind of like the Brewers in the 80s, you know, like phenomenal teams. And so I don't know, nothing like Jerry Augustine for sure, but Jerry Augustine, what a cool cat that guy is. What a great job. What a great guy.
All right, again, Don Alexa Art Center, it's his mom, and he's his mom's kid in 123 home runs, which is nice. Now, I'd like the George Brett for the $1 million. He's clearly got to have the money, but, I mean, you're good friends with him, so I'll have to find somebody.
Yeah.
Now, I am right. The Don Alexa Art Centers could use $1 million, right?
They could always use $1 million, for sure. Yeah.
Yep.
Let's go, somebody's out there.
What?
Somebody's out there, for sure.
There's somebody out there. I just got to do a better job of telling how just incredible this place is for the people that they serve. People who would never get to use their art skills because it wouldn't even be thought of, given whatever their particular condition is. Am I doing credit to the place?
You are, 100%. And more and more people, because of you and because of a lot of the fundraisers that we've had, are getting more knowledge of what the Art Center does and the people that they help. And so we just got to keep pushing it out there and letting people know and getting it out there. That's all we can do.
Based on what you said, I think anything, but if the Brewers could get on top early, it could turn, even though they're playing at Wrigley Field, because of the two wins.
Yeah.
Is that
Brewers will win this series today. There's no doubt. They're the better team. They got better energy. They have better players. And you know, Craig Counsell is a friend of mine as well. And, you know, I'm sure Craig would at times probably would rather be in our dugout for sure. And but I bet inside, if the Brewers go on, I bet he's pushing for the Brewers to win a World Series. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, I hope you're not. I hope they win, because if they don't, they're going to say you jinxed them. I won't, but other people will. It's a weird thing. You know how that works.
No, their energy shows that they're ready to take this next step. That's for sure.
You are so important. I'm past the out to you. They're probably mad that I went late. I don't care. Don Alexa's kid, I'm talking to. So you're going to have to wait. Thanks, Joe.
All right.
Thanks for helping.
All right. Thanks, Homer. Good luck. Yeah.
The Joe Randa Baseball Show, and he just said it. It's over. Brewers are winning game. Pebble, I am late, right?
You are technically late, but the game doesn't start till 4:08, so we got plenty of time still.
I'm good. You got anything you want to say? Thanks for helping out the first ever two-hour homer hour from 2 into 4, and that's because the Brewer game is going to be on now, right?
Correct. We're going to have Brewers' first pitch right at 4:08.
Sounds good. Thanks to Joe Randa. Thanks to everybody. But most thanks for Magoo's on the Mound and Surfside. You can keep coming here. I'll crush you in bar dice if you want to do that. Or you can just take advantage of all the free stuff. Surfside, made with real vodka and real brewed tea, only 100 calories. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. All kinds of free stuff from Surfside here at Magoo's on the Mound.
And don't forget, too, KBN is going to have a watch-along on YouTube, on the ESPN
Milwaukee
YouTube channel.
Oh, that's right, yes.
During the Brewer game.
They're going to be doing that at Pottawatomie, right?
Correct.
Did I mess up by not having a Discount Liquor Twitter poll question? Do I need one?
We definitely need one, yes.
Will the Brewers win the game? Can we get, what do you think, 100%? What's our record, 96?
96, do you like Giannis?
Joe Randa just said Brewers are winning in game 3. Put it on his name. Then they can blame him, not me. Do you agree? Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. Baseball next.